You know, they're throwing that eye. They didn't do anything, man. They didn't bother. But, shoot, yeah.
They have many fights out there?
Huh?
Would they have many fights out there?
Oh, they're fighting out quite a few. And there was they killed a white woman at Barter one time. And they burned him alive. They tied him to a old lightwood stump. Tied wood up around him, tied it to his chin, so cast him on the set of fire. And there was a sheriff at that time was named Tillis. He was a son of the Tillis where the Indians made the last raid at them. Out here, but there used to be quite a few niggers, well, there's so many of them, they killed all around. They used to go on about a lot of them every year. They used to be a mulberry tree at Lake, at Mulberry, town remains, the mulberry tree. But I don't think there was ever but two niggers hung to that tree. But if you hear people talk just in general about a few things, it was an everyday thing, you ever had to have a nigger bring up that tree. But...
kind of exaggerated thing?
Yeah, but since 1900, or about that time, I knew pretty well what was going on like that around. And I've known of two niggas is all I've ever known to be hung in that tree. And then shot at Iowa, thank you. And they'd kill them, lynch them, tie them to a tree and shoot them. Or hang them at different places. First tree they get to, they didn't have to go to rubber trees. I remember when they built Tiger Bay Mine, we raised the dog at that time. Most people are living out in cabins. They had dogs, you know, they had to have that was suitable for that kind of work. I remember this old chip we had was from a leopard, bobtail chip, and a big red could already sat down kid dog. But us kid trained this old Jimmy. She grew up to trail people. Like kids we used to mine. We lived a mile out in the mine. Kids would go out there and go all over the wood, we'd train them up with that dog. And niggers would come up there and get water and we wouldn't whip or anything to stop from bothering. We had kids that set on, we'd hold her, you know, and they'd set on, you know, hold her where she could get her. And boy, she'd not to catch the nigger. But she'd trail them too, we set them up.
That cur dog, is that a special breed of dog, that cur?
I think what some people call a cur was just a mixture that went on into nothing. But what the Florida used to call the cur was a breed of cow and hog dogs. More like what these Western people advertise as Catahoula leopards. And they had the old leopards here then, and then this red, they were short-eared, the severe catch dogs.